This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
I am Seth Peterson.
I am Dippy Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Doris Roberts.
This is Jesslyn Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor Webster.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Fashion Club.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talkin' Pets.
Talkin' Pets.
Talkin' Pets.
And you're listening to Talkin' Pets.
Talkin' Pets.
Talkin' Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talkin' Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us is...
Karen Vance.
Here to answer your training questions and your behavior questions about your pets... at 844-305-7800. When you call into that number, you'll speak with Darian, and he'll put you on the line with us. That's 844-305-7800. The show is produced here at the farm by the ever-so-lovely...
Daisy Charlotte.
Thank you, Daisy. So right now, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. We have a special guest joining us. We're going to be talking with Lise Hansen. The name of the book is The Complete Book of Cat and Dog Health. We're going to be giving some away from Hubble and Hattie, so stay tuned. This is... Talkin' Pets.
I know you're down and out, and you don't even know how to spend a dime. All you know how to do is just whine and dine. I wish you could understand that I'd gladly lend a helping hand. Oh, if I could, little buddy, don't you know I really would.
Since graduating from vet school in 1994, Liz Hansen has spent the last 25 years working in small animal practice. Early in her veterinary career, Liz purchased postgraduate training postgraduate training in veterinary homeopathy and acupuncture. Today, she focuses on her homeopathic referral practice, spread over three clinics. Her own practice in Denmark, a veterinary clinic just north of Copenhagen, and High Park Veterinary Center in central London. Lise is passionate about sharing her knowledge and experiences for the benefit of dogs and cats, and she teaches and lectures internationally to animal carers and veterinary colleagues alike. I want to welcome onto the program right now the author of The Complete Book of Cat and Dog Health by Hubble and Hattie, Lise Hansen. Hey, Lise, how you doing?
Hi, I'm fine. Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Hi, Lise.
Hi.
Not sure she can hear me, but hi, Lise. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you. I can hear you fine. Are you hearing me?
Nope.
Hello?
So we'll try to get that fixed, and then we'll get Lise on
Hello?
So we can at least hear her. But the book is The Complete Book of Cat and Dog Health, and Karen's holding it up to our Facebook Live right now, which you can check it out at Talkin' Pets Radio, at Talkin' Pets Radio. And I love these kind of books. These are like my favorite books when it deals with cat and dog health.
I love the pictures.
This one's nice.
Well, the one thing nice about it is that if you think there's something wrong with your dog, you can go to the section like she has it categorized in here and then read up knowledge from a veterinarian on what to do. But it's always good to go to your own veterinarian, too. But at least you can do a little bit of homework in these books. Let's see if we have Lise now. Lise, are you there?
I can hear you fine. Can you hear me?
Okay. Darian, I'm not hearing Lise Hello? For some reason, so maybe you can help that out a little bit. But so, Karen, how's your life been going?
Oh,
I haven't seen you in a while. You've been in hibernation.
not hibernation. I just haven't been here. There's a section in here on the Bach flower remedies, and they actually saved me pretty much with one of my dogs who was just getting too nervous to show in obedience. And I gave it to him like every 30 minutes, starting a couple hours before we went in the ring, and he acted like a normal dog. He lost all the fear, and they worked great.
Yeah, it's interesting because I know Dr. Linda's into that, and Dr. Ann, that's part of the show, is, you know, the homeopathic holistic medicines, as well as, of course, Lise Hansen is. And we're going to keep trying to see, for some reason, we're not hearing her in our headsets, but which I did hear I did hear the commercials and everything like that.
That's so true. We did.
But we're not picking up lease for some reason. 844-305-7800 is the number. 844-305-7800. Maybe it's the effect of the crazy chicken day. Turkey day, I should say.
What does that mean?
Oh,
turkey day.
Now it makes sense.
I don't know. I'm thinking of my chickens outside, I guess. But there's been so many stories on turkey attacks. I don't know what's going on in the world, but I mean, the turkeys just seem to be controlling and taking over.
They're rebelling.
They must be. Edis, we come back at you. We have relatives.
We have a whole family of guinea hens that lives right outside our door. And when I was leaving to go to our Thanksgiving Day brunch, I opened the door and it was standing on our porch just screaming at me at the top of its lungs. It was the funniest thing. I have a video of it.
I'm telling you, animals are like going wild. You know, it's like Girls Gone Wild. It's called Animals Gone Wild. I mean, it's crazy. I mean, I've been reading stories, and even when I was picking some news for today and everything like that, I was like, wow, like some people are even being killed by animals out there.
Yeah, so, I think I have a story about that.
Yeah, which
I think I do too.
Yeah, so we're going to have a couple of stories here on the show during the hours, but hopefully we're going to continue to try to get Lise on the line that we can actually hear her. But for some reason, yeah, we're not hearing her. It was weird because I thought I heard a little whisper go, you know, but I wasn't sure if it was a ghost or if it was actually Lise. But hopefully Darian's getting that fixed, so we'll get her on.
Maybe she has laryngitis.
I said that to my niece. My niece lives here now, Kayla, down in Florida, and she went up to Pennsylvania. And I said, what is wrong with your voice? She's like, I got a cold. I said, that quick? You've only been there for a couple of days. And she says, it's freezing up here. What do you expect?
Yeah.
We've had nice weather, but it's supposed to get cold here, too. Yeah,
but cold here is like 60.
Well, it's supposed to go in the 40s.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. That's at night.
Get out of the parkas.
Yeah. Daytime will be 60s.
Yeah, and at night will be in the 40s.
So that'll
be cool.
Heavy boots. And...
But I saw in the news those storms that are out there. They're horrific. I mean, I saw a 18-wheeler that was just parked on the side of the road, and the wind blew it over.
Where was that?
I'm not sure. I guess Midwest or something like that. But it's crazy. I mean, just like what's been going on in the news, you heard about in London, too, with the attack on the bridge. And I guess they stopped him or something with, like, one guy had a fire extinguisher or whatever and to try to get this guy to drop the knife because he was just running around stabbing people.
Oh, yeah, I did hear about that.
Yeah, for what I understand, he just got out of prison. And he was in
prison
for years as a terrorist.
Time and, to go back.
And then he just got out and in 2018. So what, a year later,
Now
he's back out to killing more people.
Hello.
Crazy. You know, and I know we've done some interviews, too, with, in some prisons where they train dogs. I think that's a good idea.
Yeah, I like that
I mean,
idea.
As long as you got the right kind of guys, you know, or when you're training them. Mm-hmm. But it's a pretty cool program. We've talked about that quite a bit. I think we have Lise on a different line. See if we can hear her now. Lise, are you there? Oh, nope. She's gone. But we'll keep trying. Maybe we can get her on after the break. So, but once again, the number is 844-305-7800. I'm looking forward to talking to her about this book.
She does have excellent photos.
Yep.
Excellent.
So, yeah, the photos in here, I mean, I wonder if she's taken those or if she had a photographer or some of them are stock photos. You know, which you just pick them out from photos everywhere else. But
as good as this
one,
book
two, three,
is,
hello?
I don't think she would pick stock photos. I'm just saying that's my opinion.
We'll see.
No fact.
Well, maybe we won't see.
Backing it up.
We got to get Lise to
these
be
able
to,
are beautiful.
We have to be able to hear her at least. So we're going to take a little break. When we come back, hopefully
hello?
We have Lise Hansen on with us. And I see that the line is open. Lise, are you there? Guess not. Okay. Well, once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. We welcome your calls and questions. 844-305-7800. 844-305-7800. Pick up the phone, give us a call, and don't forget, you can watch us on Facebook Live at Talkin' Pets Radio. But we want to talk with you. I'm John Patch.
I'm Karen Vance.
And I'm Daisy Charlotte.
And you're listening to Talkin' Pets. Don't forget to go to the website, talkinpets.com, for news and everything else on there. But also go on there and join us on our Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. The icons are right there at the top of the homepage. This is Talkin' Pets.
Hi, Darla. Hi, Candace on Facebook. Half the time is one
way to shout. You come to realize. Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy?
Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up 2 tubes of Dogasuds.
Get the 3rd tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogasud shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogasuds. Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dinovite.com.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. I'm John Patch.
I'm Karen Vance.
And I'm Daisy Charlotte.
Let's give it a shot. Lise Hansen, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Can you hear me
Yay!
Now?
Yay!
There you are. You
be. Success has happened.
Time, but I'm here now.
Okay. Well, we had to switch you over to a different channel, apparently, so now it's working good.
All right.
Well, we beefed up your book a little bit on the complete book of cat and dog health. And right now, where are you? Are you in London?
I'm actually in Denmark now. I'm going to London tomorrow, though. So,
Okay. Yeah,
I'm back and forth.
Yeah. A traveler.
I'm so jealous.
Daisy, our producer here, her family's from Denmark.
My whole family's from Denmark, yeah.
Oh, really? Oh, that's a small world after all.
I know.
Have you been there?
I have not been there.
No?
I'm hoping to go soon.
I've never been.
Oh, well, you will have to.
Is it beautiful?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Well, it is. It's sweet. It's kind of small and flat, but it's got lots of ocean, and it's a nice place.
And everyone's really nice,
Copenhagen,
I think. Isn't everybody very friendly there?
Yeah, you know, I think so. Yeah, it's a privileged place in many ways. So yeah.
And now you're going to London soon. Be careful on the bridge out there. You heard what happened in the news. So the world has gotten a little scary.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, we were saying before we were able to hear you and get you on the air with us, we were saying how much we love these books, and I do, especially. I love health books on cats and dogs, and most people love them as well, which, by the way, we're going to give away 3 books, compliments, of course, of Lise Hansen. Lise, am I saying your first name right? Is it Lise?
Yeah. No, that's good. Yeah.
All right, cool. And, of course, we read your bio that you graduated vet school back in 1984.
Yeah, that's 25 years as a veterinarian. So that's a long time.
That is a long time.
Which is kind of why I wrote the... Yeah. I mean, that's sort of what... I mean, I was going to say after 25 years as a veterinarian, the reason I wrote the book is that there's just some information that you really wish for every dog and cat owner to have access to.
Is that why I heard rumored that you're bringing this book into the 21st century? Is that what you're putting more things
in your... Well, it's not my words, but I mean, there is a lot of stuff that we do, and by we, I mean vets, veterinarians all over. There's a lot of things that we do and say that is actually based more on the fact that that's what we've been doing and saying forever than on actual updated science. And it's quite an exciting time to be a veterinarian and to be someone interested in dog and cat health, because there's so much that has changed, so much new information, certainly in the last 5 to 10 years, but even in the last 2 to 3 years, so many things that we were never aware of. And it's just important to me that we, you know, update the advice that we give so that it's actually in line with what we now know to be the right thing to do. And there is always a lag, I think. There's always a period between sort of scientific discovery and everybody adhering to the new ways, and I just like to speed that up if I possibly can. I mean, vaccination and neutering are the two big areas where everything has kind of been turned upside down in the last decade.
I wanted to ask you about that, actually, was with the vaccinations and neutering and a couple other things. But with the vaccinations, like, some vets are saying that most people are over vaccinating their animals. Is that true?
I would certainly agree with that. Yes. We're just guilty of I don't know. I think I don't know if it's being stuck in a rut or if it's just a human thing that changes slow. But
I mean, there were new, I think actually over there, you're probably ahead of us in Europe slightly, but I mean, there were very clear guidelines published by veterinary experts, veterinary professors in immunology more than a decade ago. And still you can go into lots of veterinary practices and what the vet will tell you is not what's in those guidelines. And that becomes a little bit frustrating. Yeah, I mean, 10 years seems a long time, but still a lot of us are vaccinating more than what the guidelines say we should be doing.
Now, you had mentioned neutering, like spay and neutering. It's not a difficult procedure to begin with, is it, to neuter and spay? Maybe spay more, of course, than neutering, but do you find that maybe down the line that kind of operation will become a little bit more simplistic?
Well, I mean, it's not difficult surgery, but what really happened in that field is it's sort of jaw-dropping. I mean, there was a new study in 2013 from University of California where they looked at the data they had. They had 700 and something golden retrievers where they had all the data, all their health data from their whole lifetime, and they just analyzed it from every angle to try and see what influence do these dogs' health, you know, is there anything that we can pick up on? And they found this completely unexpected and to be honest, quite shocking news that the animals that had been neutered, males and females, were a lot sicker. They suffered much more from cancer and they suffered much more from arthritis, you know, hip problems and knee problems. And if you'd asked me 6 years ago as a vet, you know, how is it going to affect my dog if I have him castrated? How is it going to affect his knees? I would have said, well, if you don't let him get overweight, it won't affect his knees in the slightest. What a silly question. But actually now we know that the risk of ligament problems in the knees and the risk of arthritis in the hip and other joints is, for some breeds, vastly increased if you neuter. And that's just completely unexpected, really, which is why it's also quite interesting and exciting when we suddenly discover something like that. So that's really been, I mean, in the veterinary world, that's been the buzzword in the last 4, 5, 6 years. And there's a lot of papers coming out about that at the moment where data is being, you know, comparing neutered to non-neutered or entire animals and just finding a lot of other correlations as well. Neutered animals have a much higher risk of allergies, autoimmune disease, thyroid disease in some breeds. I mean, there's a lot of facts that we don't know yet, but research is very much ongoing, so it'll be a very interesting area to watch.
That is an interesting fact on that, but you know, as the saying goes, a lot of people believe in spay and neuter actually, and everybody says it, and a friend of mine, Bob Barker, says it, that, you know, help control the pet population with spay and neuter. If there's no spay and neuter and they find that, you know, it hinders the animal in some health way, what else would we do to actually decrease the, you know, growth factors between, you know, in the dog world, the cat world, and everywhere else? When we come back, I want to continue on with that conversation, but at least we got to take a little break. We'll come back with Lise Hansen. The book is called The Complete Book of Cat and Dog Health. It's put out by Hubble and Hattie. And what we'll do right now over this break, the first two callers that come in with a call at 844-305-7800, 844-305-7800, you're each going to get a copy of the book. 844-305-7800, call, and the book is yours. Once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets.
What is it you want? Look at it. Do you want to go for a walk?
Hey everyone, Michelle Fern here. You know how they say you are what you eat? Well, guess what? Same is true for your fur babe. I have a grandpa dog, as I call him. Mr. Z is now 14. And over the years, you know, he's had his issues, but lately he's had a lot of allergies. And I've recently put him on a Solid Gold diet, and I have noticed a major difference. And right now, Solid Gold is offering an amazing offer to all of our listeners. Yep, by visiting solidgoldpet.com/petlife for 30% off your first order. Go ahead and take advantage of this great offer.
Let's talk pets on Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
I'm Daisy Charlotte, here with another Talking Pets Rewind, and it's time for Name That Animal Sound.
I love this.
And a lot of people love to play this game, so... What animal makes that sound?
I know it.
Play with us. If you know what animal that is, pick up the phone and give us a call. What animal this is? Sounds like somebody drunk leaving the bar. But,
Sounds like me last night.
I mean, it really does sound like my nephew this morning after drinking all night. And we're first going to go out to a guest in Long Beach, Washington, and it's Sharon. Hey, Sharon, how are you?
I'm on a radio program.
Oh.
Did I win?
You didn't tell me what animal.
I did win?
No, what animal is it?
Camel.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're absolutely right. It's
Let
awesome.
Let me get my shoes on real quick.
Your shoes? Where are you going?
Wait, what?
Are you walking with us?
My dog says, yay.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Oh, you're telling the dog to put the shoes on. What do you have?
I have two wolves and a black lab ridgeback and a giant weenie.
Okay, I don't need to hear about your weenie, but the thing is that...
Interesting mix of dogs there. Awesome.
Hey, dogs, I like that.
We're going to get your address there in Long Beach. And we're going to send you out the Green Goblin.
Don't give me your address.
Oh, no. Don't give me your address over the air. You'll have everybody mailing you. And you'll have people knocking on your door. Sharon, are you home, Sharon? You don't want that, Sharon.
No.
This isn't a dating game. You don't want to give out your address. Hold on, Sharon.
That's hilarious. I think that's a first. That's hilarious.
All right, put her on hold. Okay, no address on the air. I don't know, but we got Elizabeth in Tampa. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi, honey.
How are you?
Well, congratulations. She beat me out.
But I want to thank you for your wonderful program. Thank you. It's nice to be heard in Tampa because that's where we produce
that's
the
where
show
we are.
From. So that's where I live. I've lived here 30
Elizabeth.
Years
well,
now.
And I'm always sorry when I miss part of your show because you all really put on a very informative show. It is so helpful.
Thank you.
And I want to thank you for that.
Well, we love you, Elizabeth.
Yes,
thank
we
you
do.
For saying so.
And you know what? Have you ever tried to
your show earlier? And anytime I miss you, I get so frustrated with myself, and I'm thinking, what all did I miss?
Aw, Sharon, that's so sweet. Don't forget, if you do miss some of Talking Pets, you can always check out our podcast at talkingpets.com. We're out of time for this Talking Pets Rewind. Thanks for listening. I'm Daisy Charlotte.
She can't stop walking the dog. Guess a walking bird dog. If you don't know how to do it, I'll show you how to walk the dog.
And you're listening to Talking Pets. I'm John Patch.
I'm Karen Vance.
And I'm Daisy Charlotte.
Daisy and I are getting into the groove of the song, and Karen's just over there reading the book going, you two people are strange.
This is a good book.
Karen's involved in your book like there's no tomorrow. But
very.
I want to say congratulations to Tim in Tularosa, New Mexico, and Tony in Tampa, Florida. They're getting a copy of the book, and the book, of course, is called The Complete Book of Cat and Health, Dog Health, and it's by Hubble Hattie Publishing, and the author is Lise Hansen. Lise, is the book on bookstores now, and is it in bookstores, and is it online?
It's available for pre-order on Amazon.com now, but I'm sure you could order it in any bookstore as well. I think it's released in the USA next week. So
cool.
It's on your doorstep if it's not there already.
Karen's reading up, during the break, she was reading up on your spay and neuter section. And Go ahead.
Because I think it's important to make clear, because in some places there is a cultural expectation that, you know, neutering is the way to be a responsible owner. And that's it's important for me to point out that when I talk about neutering, I'm not talking about the issue of population control. obviously that's a different issue. I'm talking about the health benefits and risks associated with neutering for each individual animal. So when I'm saying that actually overall neutering is probably harmful to dogs, I am assuming first that the dog that we're talking about lives with a responsible and observant owner who lives in close proximity with the dog and can keep it from mating. Right. If you have a dog that roams free or that, you know, lives in a group of dogs and you may not notice a female on heat or be able to isolate a female on heat, obviously that's a different situation. But we have to separate out the issue of population control from the issue of what is neutering going to do to the health of this individual dog, assuming we can keep it from mating.
Well, Karen was reading, and she read it to me during the break there, about a vasectomy in male dogs. I think that's kind of an interesting technique.
Yes, and it's not a common one, but maybe in the future it will be. I mean, this is very, very new information, so we're just kind of beginning as a profession, I think, and as a, you know, everybody who live with dogs to work out, well, how are we going to change the way we do that in view of this new information? And vasectomies is one way to limit, you know, to take care of population control and at the same time still have a normal, hormonally intact male dog.
So they get to keep their dingleberries, so it looks all natural.
Cats, too. It's
yeah.
Cats.
So that's pretty cool. Well, that's more information in the book that people can read about. But I did want to ask you a couple other questions because time flies when we're around here. And I want to ask you a little bit about diet. There's a lot of concern on diet out there. And some people are saying, you know, go with the raw diet. There's now freeze-dried diets. And then there's the regular, you know, diets that people will get from their vets, like moist diets, like canned, or else like just the dry diets, like out of a bag. What's your take on the diet in pets these days?
I think I'm not a purist in any sense. And I think common sense is kind of what we need. A lot of us have become sort of alienated from the whole process of giving a dog food. We think it takes very clever people in white coats to be able to feed a dog properly. And actually, it's not very difficult to feed a dog. You just give them food. I think that the general principles that apply to human diets, that, you know, we are told to eat unprocessed, varied, maybe organic. And I think that all of those have to apply to dogs as well. So on that basis, I think that this highly, highly processed kibble is probably not the ideal diet. Having said that, if you have a kibble and if you're feeding your dog kibble and you're happy with it and your dog is happy with it, it's easy to improve the nutritional value just by adding some proper food. You know, add some meat, add whatever you're having, just to balance it out a little bit. But a lot of people throw away, you know, prime steak because they think that dogs should only have dog food. And it cannot be that what's in that very, very processed, freeze-dried kibble is better quality than what the humans in the household are eating. I should hope not, anyway. So I think we should feel more relaxed about giving them what we're having. They can have a bit of everything. They can have some kibble for when that's appropriate, and they can have what we're having a lot of the time. And most of all, they should eat a lot of meat because they are carnivores.
You know, it's interesting because you probably just made one of my best friends, Joe, very happy because he cooks for his dogs all the time. And they eat better than he does or anybody that comes over to his house. He loves his dogs more than anything. But, you know, a lot of people are cooking for their dogs, which, you know, I guess is a good way. But, you know, and it's really strange, to be quite honest. When my mom was alive and my dad, my mom died now about 13 years ago, my dad about 7 years ago now. And but they had a dog, and it was a Bichon. And my mom fed that dog everything in the world. I mean, literally. And, you know, as much as I could tell her, you know, she was up north, I was down here, you know, keep it on its diet or, you know, feed it better. You can't just keep giving it all goodies with gravy on it and so on and so forth. But then it went to my dad. My dad, you know, continued living with the dog when my mom passed away. And my dad was just as bad as my mom. And I was just like, can you not keep him to a diet? But it ended up that when my dad died, my nephew took the dog. And I think the dog lived well into its 20s for a Bichon. And I was kind of like, had the worst diet in the world. And that dog lived forever almost.
It probably didn't. I mean, it depends on what sort of a home-cooked diet they were feeding it. But I think real food, you know, recognizable ingredients has got to be a good thing. Whether you're feeding, you know, I mean, just proper food rather than something that you look at and you can't really tell what's in it. Fewer additives, less processing, just proper food. It's got to be a good thing.
Well, if you've got a question for Lise Hansen, she's here with us for a couple more minutes, pick up the phone and give us a call at 844-305-7800, 844-305-7800. We have one more book to give away, so we'll take the third caller right now, calling into our producer there at Gab Network. So when you call in, make sure you say, Darian, I want the book. And for the third caller at 844-305-7800, 844-305-7800. One last thing that I do have right now for you, Lise, and I love the opportunity to talk with you, and this is a great book, and our conversations are so much more different than the common ones, but I did want to ask you your opinion on parasite control. It seems like as global warming or climate change, whatever you want to call it, is going on, these pests are living a lot longer and coming out more actively sooner than later. What's your thoughts on pest control for cats and dogs?
The first thing to say is that parasites is one area where the situation is quite different in different parts of the world. You know, we're dealing with different parasites. So, but as a general approach, I think we need to get into a mindset where we test before we treat whenever that is possible. Certainly in the parts of Europe where I practice, it's very, very common for dogs and cats to be given treatments on a regular basis, just no infection detected at all, but just to prevent them from getting worms or fleas or ticks. And I don't think the planet cannot sustain that. I mean, what we're using a lot of the time is these neonicotinoid drugs that are being banned from farming and that are killing the bees and killing the insects. And we're actually putting them on our dogs and cats regularly, and they are being distributed into the environment. And it's not something that we can keep doing. I think if we go back to a principle of saying, for most things, not for everything, but for things like fleas and most worms, treat, test, and then treat if there is an infection. I mean, I don't take worming treatments or NIT treatments or whatever just in case I get a parasite infection. I discover if I get one and then I treat. And I think we have to try to think like that about our pets as well.
Sounds good. Lise Hansen, I want to thank you for joining us all the way from Denmark. I appreciate it. Sorry about the opening that we had a hard time connecting with you, but that was on our end, not yours, so I apologize for that. The complete book of cat and dog health, Lise Hansen, is coming out, you said, in a week?
Yeah.
On Amazon and other outlets, as well as bookstores, too, by Hubble and Hattie. It's a great book and a great conversation, Lise. Thanks so much. I really appreciate it from all of us here at Talkin' Pets.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for having me. Thank you.
Take care and be careful out there. Once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. We welcome your calls and questions at 844-305-7800. Like I said, the third caller right now to call in to our producer, you can get the book.
It's designerpetsweaters.com. Hand-knitted designer sweaters for your precious pup or cool cat. Beautiful couture patterns for your pets, including custom-knitted formal wear, casual wear, yachting, and even sports-themed. Many designer pet sweaters include feathered tammy hats, top hats, and a lot of sparkle. Each sweater includes leg loops, front paw sleeves, and leash opening. Visit designerpetsweaters.com to order your four-legged fashions today. Your pets will stay warm for the winter and be runway ready. Large or small, we fit them all. designerpetsweaters.com.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
President Donald Trump has signed into law a bill making abusive behavior towards animals a federal felony, ABC News reports. The bill, called the Preventing Animal Cruelty and Torture PACT Act, was previously passed by the House and the Senate. CBS News has reported, thank you, that the bipartisan legislation applies to offenses such as crushing, burning, drowning, suffocating, impaling, and other bodily injury toward animals. The bill was introduced in the House by Republican Vern Buchanan and Democrat Ted Deutch, both of Florida. The New York Times reports that the new law makes certain acts of cruelty punishable with fines and up to 7 years in prison. Kitty Block, CEO of the Humane Society of the United States, said the law makes a statement about American values. Animals are deserving of protection at the highest level, ABC News quoted Block as saying. The approval of this measure by the Congress and the President marks a new era in codification of kindness to animals within federal law. For decades, a national anti-cruelty law was a dream for animal protectionists. Today, it is a reality. Visit TalkinPets.com for these stories and more, and join our social media family as well. Reporting for Talkin' Pets, I'm Karen Vance.
I think that's great that Trump signed that bill and all and, you know, made it law. So I got to give him a hands up on that one, which that's rare that I even say that. But I kind of wonder if he did it for, approved it for popularity purposes because the election is a year away.
He certainly hasn't been very much of an animal advocate.
No, he doesn't even have an animal. I mean, so I was kind of surprised that he signed that, but which makes me think, you know, there's a lot of pet lovers out there.
Yeah.
So if he's trying to get kudos and so on and so forth, the only reason he signed it was because of that. That's my take. Could be totally wrong, but I just hope he did it for the right reasons, which I doubt. 844-305-7800. Yes, I'm not a fan. 844-305-7800. You know, we over the weeks, we've been giving away calendars and compliments from Workman and Workman Publishing, and you can find these calendars on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, also Books A Million, as well as India Bound, and of course, you can get it at workman.com. And let's go with yours, Daisy. Daisy's holding it up to the Facebook Live at Talkin' Pets Radio, and what's your calendar?
It's called Bad Cat. It's very cute. All cats dressed up in different outfits with their little sayings are really funny.
And it's a 2020 calendar, of course,
yep.
Not 2019. But it's 2020, and we're going to give it away. Compliments from Workman Publishing, workman.com, called Bad Cat. It's a wall calendar, and we're going to give it away to the third caller. So if you call right now, 844-305-7800, 844-305-7800. You're going to get the calendar for 2020 called Bad Cat. Compliments of Workman Publishing, workman.com. Once again, you are listening to Talkin' Pets, but give us a call, 844-305-7800. And never assume people have called for it, because that's always not the case. So, call and take a shot. The number third caller to speak with our producer, Darian, and the calendar is yours, 844-305-7800. 844-305-7800. 844-305-7800.
It's very cute. The sayings are very funny and the cats are really cute.
I see like one cat dressed up like grandma.
She says the drain is clogged again. And then there's a cat in the back that's dressed up like the devil for Halloween. He says the neck string is a little tight, but I suffer for fashion.
That's cute. So if you're a cat parent, you're definitely going to want the calendar. 2020 Bad Cat, call right now and it's yours. 844-305-7800. 844-305-7800. You know, I enjoyed that time with Lise Hansen and the author of the book, of course, The Complete Book of Cat and Dog Health by Hubble and Hattie. And we do have one more book left if somebody wants to call for that one, too, at 844-305-7800. You speak with Darian and just tell him if you want the calendar or if you want the book.
The
and
book will make a great gift.
For the holidays.
Honestly, for anybody. A good, good book.
And also with the calendar, if you want both, yeah, we'll let you do it. So depending on who calls. Third caller, you can have both. You can have the book and the calendar, Bad Cat by the 2020, New Year of 2020, and the book by Lise Hansen. We were just speaking with her. The Complete Book of Cat and Dog Health. 844-305-7800. 844-305-7800. Call right now, and the book and the calendar is yours.
How do you know? I mean, how are you going to choose? You said depending on who calls.
Well, no.
Third, who are you going to
say
no
please.
To?
Well, no, third caller. So the third caller that calls in, I should say it's Darian's choice, not mine. He's the one answering the line, so Darian can pick who it is.
Please, Darian, I want both.
But Darian just got one call, so you need two more, and then the book and the calendar is yours. 844-305-7800. You know, I'm not going to stop saying it. Spay and neuter your pets and help control the pet population. If you're looking to bring a pet home, especially over the holidays, go to your shelter or your rescue, but always make sure you want that pet. And always make sure, like your own child, you're going to keep it for the lifetime, healthy lifetime of that animal. And don't ever give it up. It's not a throwaway. 844-305-7800. That is the number. From myself, John Patch.
I'm Karen Vance.
And Daisy Charlotte.
We say happy holidays, and we will talk with you again very soon. But we're still looking for the caller for the book and the calendar. Call and it's yours. 844-305-7800.
Let's Talk Pets. Every week on demand. Only on PetLifeRadio.com.